Charity leader honoured at special castle reception. Charity leader has been honoured for her work supporting young carers in a meeting with the King. Sabine North, CEO of Oxfordshire-based Be Free Young Carers, met King Charles and Queen Camilla at a Windsor Castle reception. The event was held in recognition of the country's 5.8 million unpaid carers. Ms. North spoke to the royal couple about the work of Be Free Young Carers based in Harwell near Didcot, which supports 750 young carers across the county annually through recreational, emotional and social support. She also raised concerns about how a lack of support for children with special educational needs and disabilities is forcing younger siblings to take on additional caring responsibilities. Ms. North said, "Being a young carer is the ultimate responsibility. It is entirely selfless, and often a young person has no choice but to put their own concerns and time for development to one side so that they can care for a loved one." Recent research from Carers Trust found that young carers miss an average of 23 days of school each year, 60% more than their peers. They are also 33% more likely to fall behind in reading, writing, and maths between the ages of 5 and 11. Ms. North said fewer than half of young carers achieve 5 GCSE passes, which is a clear marker of how the responsibility of being a young carer negatively impacts a person's future prospects. To be invited by Their Majesties to Windsor Castle to shine a light on this was a personal privilege and honour on behalf of our hard-working team. Both the King and Queen spoke passionately about the critical role young carers have in society and how such stories of love, care and compassion can provide an example and inspiration to us all. During the event, Ms. North also spoke with Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and Liberal Democrat leader Sir Ed Davey, both of whom were young carers themselves. TV presenter Kate Garraway also attended and shared how caring for her late husband impacted her own children. The reception took place just before the government released its latest white paper on planned reforms to the schools and SEND systems.